Happy Saturday, everybody. Welcome to the Austin's Audit Podcast. I'm your host, Austin Gerke, and it is AA weekend picks time. This will just be a quickie. I'm going to give you the picks in all the sports except for the UFL. I'm not touching that. I'll give you my thoughts on the UFL stuff on Monday, but I'm not touching as far as game picks go because I've got the Final Four to watch. Speaking of the Final Four, the women's side is set. Iowa narrowly got by UConn. And, UConn did get screwed by the refs, albeit they actually did hold Caitlin Clark, I believe, to under 30 points. They did. UConn did do their part on Caitlin Clark. But Hannah Stolke showed up, and now the Hawkeyes take on the undefeated South Carolina Gamecocks, and Dawn Staley and her team are looking to complete the undefeated season. So on the women's side, that is your national championship, and by the way, I'm going to go with Iowa, because I've seen it. We've all seen it once. In fact, that's where, if you think about it, that's where the stardom for Caitlin Clark actually started. It's when they beat South Carolina in the Final Four, and everybody saw this upstart Iowa team, and wow, this Caitlin Clark actually could shoot threes like crazy. That's the matchup where it started. I do think it goes full circle for her. And I got Iowa over South Carolina on Sunday, which, by the way, you can catch 3 Eastern on ABC. And trust me, for all the people like myself who say, I don't watch women's college basketball, it's too slow, I agree with you. Trust me. I fell asleep through the third quarter in the second game. I know. Okay? However, there's not a whole lot to watch on Sunday. Okay, you have the Final Four matchup on the men's side here in a few hours. And I will get to that pick next. But I just needed to get the women's part out of it. And plus, all that will be left on is baseball and one UFL game, by the way. One game on Sunday in the UFL. The rest of them will be on Saturday. So again, I'll give you my thoughts on the UFL on Monday, week 2. I'm not touching the picks on those. But that's why you should watch. How does this connect with women's college basketball? It's because that'll be the only thing watchable on Sunday. That'll be the only thing watchable on Sunday is the women's game, believe it or not. So, that's why. Taking Iowa to pull off the upset over South Carolina. On the men's side, it's actually very simple. UConn and Purdue. Your boy had that as his national championship once this tournament started. Zach Edey just got named to his second straight AP Player of the Year. And I don't know what NC State found in that magic bottle. I mean, they're not a Cinderella story. Not when you win the second best basketball conference in the country outside of the Big 12. You know, you're not a Cinderella when you win that conference. But for some strange reason, this team could find a way to make that game very interesting. But I'm going to go with Purdue because it'll just be too much. I think Zach Edey, just like Caitlin Clark, he will take a dip as far as point production goes. I think he'll go, let's say, 25 points. And as far as the score goes, because believe it or not, the women actually outperform the men when it comes to the scoring department. Or at least they match it. Because it was 70-69 late in that game with UConn and Iowa. I think it'll be that way for the men too with Purdue and NC State. Except I'm going to go a little higher in the 70s. I'll go 75-72. Boilermakers, they'll be the first team to move on. And then the second team. Again, for my Alabama fans, if there are any, that actually follow the basketball team, not the football team. But for my Alabama basketball fans, there is one way Alabama can win this game. Actually, two. You have to limit Klingon and his touches, or Klingon and his touches, and you basically have to shoot, I'd say about 38 to 40% from three. They have to. They have to shoot the lights out of the three ball, and they have to limit Klingon and make sure that their big man, that Anthony Nelson dude, does not end up in foul trouble. If that is the case, Alabama has a shot. They have a shot. In fact, let me take a look. I had it on the MLB app just to check the Friday scores. And the Angels, in their home opener, just like the Yankees, they lost. But at least there was more scoring. 8-6 in favor of the Red Sox. They are now tied for the AL East lead with the Yankees. But to get back to my original point with UConn, UConn just has to do what UConn does. Tristan Newton has to show up a little bit. UConn has to get a little better from three. I think they were 8 of 24 or something. Some strange percentage from three against Illinois in the Elite Eight last weekend. But I think Klingon will be too much. I'm going to go UConn. Let me take a quick look at the line for the men's side first, and then I'll do the women on Sunday. Let's see. So Purdue right now is at 8.5. I said 75-72. I think that's going to be the closest one of the two games. UConn right now is at 11.5, again, courtesy of ESPN Bet. It'll be too much for Alabama. I do think UConn can pull off an 80-burger. They can get 80 points here. I would not be surprised if they win by 30, but I'm going to be nice to Alabama and actually respect their three-point shooting. I think it'll be 85-70. Yes, I do believe this. It'll be 85-70. A lot of three-point shooting for Alabama. If Alabama can get this game, and I'm trying to be nice, Tide fans, trust me. If Alabama can get this game inside of single digits, let's say 8 points, so that's three possessions. Okay, if you get it within 8 points, yes, 8 points is 8 points in football is one possession, 8 points in basketball is three possessions because of the 3-point line. So if you get it within 8 points with about 9 minutes to go, I used to have this theory as a kid when I was watching this religiously. If you can keep the deficit under the time remaining left in the half, you have a shot. And if Alabama can get it within 8 points with 8 minutes to go and keep it there, or at least chip away at it with the 3-point shot, then Alabama has a chance. But UConn has not shown a whole lot of weakness, and the little bit of weakness that they have shown, all the teams have not been able to figure out a way to capitalize on it. So I'm going to go 85-70 there. And again, the first game will be Purdue 75 and NC State 72. And the magic carpet ride for the Wolfpack will end on Saturday. So those are your picks. Let me go to the women's game really quick, see what the line is for South Carolina and Iowa, and then I'll do the rest of them. Then I'll do the rest of the picks for the weekend. Let me jump into the women's game real quick. See what the line is for them for Sunday. Okay, so South Carolina is already favored at 6.5. I'm going to go Iowa plus 6.5. In fact, I'll go with the score. In fact, this is the one time I'm fully behind Caitlin Clark. I almost called her Clayton. I'm fully behind Caitlin Clark for this game. Plus 6.5 for the Hawkeyes. I'll go just to be close with this game here. I'll go 66 to 62. I'm going to keep it within that range. 66-62 Hawkeyes over the Gamecocks, and that will lock in Caitlin Clark. Go full circle. She'll go in the WNBA, and nobody will watch. But that will be her last momentous into women's college sports, or at least women's college basketball. And then it'll fall off into relevance, which it always will seem to do. So, that's your college basketball picks, both men and women. Let me go ahead and give you the picks in the NHL and the NBA, and then I will wrap it up for today with the NASCAR pick, and then I will see you guys on Monday for the national championship, where I'll recap the women's one and then get you guys ready for the men. So, that's Monday's show. Let's go ahead and finish out the rest of these. For my baseball fans, Saturday, a whole list of games. Let's jump down to the second game in the Battle of the Lone Star State in Arlington. Astros Rangers, game two of that series will be your first one. I'm going to take the money line here. Texas minus 110 on the money line. I do want to see that pitching matchup really quickly. Okay, so it's JP France against John Gray. The over-under on the runs is 9.5. It opened up at 9.5. It stayed at 9.5. Okay, so if you want to go with the score, let's see. John Gray already has a 12 ERA. He didn't do well in his first start, apparently. And then a 4.76 for JP France. And I remember him starting against the Yankees in his first start. Didn't go well for him either. So, I'll go, since the over-under's at 9.5, let's round this off to 10. I will take the under with this, and we're going to go 5-4. Keep it right under there. We're going to round it off at 10. 9.5 is the wedge, but we're going to round it off at 10 here on this show. So I'll go 5-4 for the Astros over the Rangers. That is the first game choice. The second one for Saturday, I'm not touching the one in Yankee Stadium because Clark Schmidt is on the hill tomorrow, today rather, for the Yankees. It's just not, it's not attainable or at least enjoyable quite yet. Kevin Gausman's on the hill. The over-under's at 8.5, which is very odd to me. The money line right now, Yankees at minus 120. And after what I saw with the home opener, I don't know if Clark Schmidt can actually match what Marcus Stroman did on the mound. So I'm a little iffy on that, but I'm going to go with my heart here. I'll go Yankees minus 120. And then we'll wrap up Saturday with the second game in Anaheim between the Angels and the Red Sox. Let's see the matchup for that one. Garrett Whitlock against Reed Demeters. Over under is open at 8.5. The money line right now, Angels at minus 120. The Red Sox are even. Take the money line with Boston. Right now it is set, according to ESPN Bet, at even. So go with the Red Sox there. If you want the over-under, that is minus 105 for Boston right now. The over-under is stuck at 8.5 on there. So that should be easy. Well, not easy, but that's a takeaway there. And the match predictor that ESPN uses has it pretty split. So, yeah, go with the Red Sox at an even money line. And go with the under at 8.5. So we're going to go, since we round off here on this show, we're not complete nuts. We'll round this off at 9. I'm going to go 5-2 for the Red Sox against the Angels. 5-2 Red Sox over the Angels. Yeah, so those are your three picks again Saturday. Go with the Rangers -120. What was it? No, it was the Yankees -120. Sorry. Go with the Rangers at minus. I know I saw them in here. The Rangers at -110. And then go with the Red Sox at even when it comes to the money line. Go with the Red Sox at even with the money line. Garrett Whitlock is on the hill. I do like him more as a pitcher. I think he's a better bullpen threat for the Red Sox, especially come October. But who knows how that team's going to look in a few months. But I do like watching him pitch. I think he is an ace in waiting for somebody. Let's say the Red Sox fall off into last place. He becomes a great trade asset for somebody. I do like him. So go with Garrett Whitlock over Reed Demeters and go with the Red Sox over the Angels and even. So again for Saturday, go with the Rangers, go with the Yankees, and go with the Sox. For Sunday, to wrap up the MLB picks, let's wrap up Sunday. First game, let's go with the Braves over the D-backs. Again, for baseball, if the ESPN bet line is not available, which I don't think it is. Yeah, it's not available. The pitching matchup is, you got Chris Sale against Ryan Nelson. Take the Braves confidence scale at an 8. Let's go jump down into Colorado with the Rays and the Rockies. The Rockies are struggling to score runs, and they're really struggling to pitch. Granted, they've been on the road for most of this run so far this season, so maybe this is the flip of the switch for the Rockies as a pitching staff. But I will go with the Rays. Let's see who they have in their pitch. Okay. Perpuan, Hudson. Okay, that's not... I'm going to go with the 5 for the Rays. I'm not exactly confident with this, but I'll go with the 5 for the Rays. I'll go with an 8 for the Braves. And then the Sunday nighter is the final game of the series between the Astros and the Rangers. I'm taking the Rangers for today. Take the Rangers again on Sunday. Let's see the pitching matchup for that on Sunday night. No Verlander, no... Oh, Sorel Blanco, the dude who threw the no-hitter on Monday, will make his start on Sunday. So he actually got 6 days rest. Not bad, kid. Against Dane Dunning, or Doom Dunning, or however his first name is. Let's go. I'm going to go with the Rangers here. So... 8 for the Braves over the D-backs, 5 for the Rays over the Rockies, and I'm going to go with the Rangers here at a confidence scale of a 7. So add that up, that's a 20 out of 30. That ain't bad. I'll go 20 out of 30 for the MLB picks. For the NHL picks, I'm going to run through this very, very quickly. Yeah, for the NHL picks, I'm just going to go through the money line. I'm not doing the plus. I'll do the minus stuff if it's really interesting. Like here with the Lightning and the Penguins looking to inch a little closer into the playoff picture. I'm going to go with the Lightning, though, at -110 on the money line. I'm going to go with the Bruins -115 on the money line. And then, yeah, I'll take the Bruins over the Panthers. Bruins are at -115 on the money line. And then we're going to jump all the way down into Long Island for the Islanders and the Predators. I'm taking the Isles at -115 on the money line as well. So for today, go with the Bruins, go with the Lightning, and go with the Islanders. Those are your picks for today. And then to wrap up your weekend, We got to go through the confidence scale again. So I'm going to go the easy ones here. Take the Capitals over the Senators. I'm going to go with an 8 on that one. Take the Blues over the Ducks. I'm going to go with a 9 on that one. And let's go all the way back up. Let's go with the Wild over the Blackhawks. I'm going to go with 10 on that one as well. So 8, 9, 10. It's 27 out of 30. Pretty dang high numbers. So with that, oh, and before I do go, oh shoot, I am running out of time here. Yeah, I'm running out of time, or slowly. I'm going to give you my NASCAR pick. I'm going to keep riding the Denny Hamlin train. So again, the official pick of this show is Denny Hamlin. Again, the Joe Gibbs guys have been brilliant on short tracks so far this season. I would not be surprised if that continues. So I'm going to go with Denny Hamlin, and then the backup choice will be Ty Gibbs. Yes, I'm going to ride with Joe Gibbs. They have proven to be the cars to beat on short tracks. We are at Martinsville this weekend, the oldest short track in the sport. So I will go with Denny Hamlin again. I will ride his coattails. And then as a backup choice, I will go with Ty Gibbs. So with that, I'm logging off. Thank you for listening and watching the Austin Zana podcast. Have a great rest of your weekend. Peace out. I'll see you guys on Monday. Don't forget, you can listen to the show on Podbean. Just search for the Austin Zana podcast. You can also listen to the show on Spotify, Apple if you know the trick, YouTube Music, Dreezer, Stitcher, TuneIn Radio, iHeartRadio, Amazon Music, Pandora, and SoundCloud as well, or anywhere else you get this podcast. If you want to watch this show, I forgot where I was going, but if you want to watch this show, you got to go to rumble.com or download the Rumble app in the Google Play or Apple App Store. Once you do that, search the username ADGurkey. It's A-D-G as in girl, E-H-R-K-E. Again, that's A-D-G-E-H-R-K-E on Rumble. If you do not want the algorithm to suck you into something really stupid, then you have to subscribe. Otherwise, you can just search A.D. Gurkey on Rumble. Like, comment, and share so we can sneak up the algorithms. And speaking of algorithms, you can follow this show on social media through the Facebook page, which is the Austin Zana Podcast. The Instagram hashtag, which is hashtag the Austin Zana Podcast. You got to follow me personally, yours truly, Austin Gurkey, on X. Just at Austin _ Gurkey. On X for post-episode interaction. And just for giggles and poops, if you want to just talk to your boy on other social media platforms, you can either follow my personal Instagram, Austi Spamanti, that's AustiSpamanti. Again, that's AustiSpamanti on Instagram or on Snapchat, which is AustinGurkey14. That's Austin Gurkey, my name, and my favorite number, which is 14. With that, I am logging off. Thank you for listening and watching. You have been... thank you for listening and watching the Austin Zana podcast. I've been your host, Austin Gurkey. Peace out, and I will see you guys Monday.